SBS Radio.
Preparations are underway for the first day of the Australian Open despite a scare linked to a hotel quarantine worker who tested positive for COVID-19. The Grand Hyatt Hotel isolated international players and their teams for 2 weeks in the lead-up to the Open. The 72 players were forced into hard quarantine for 14 days after positive tests following 18 charter flights to Australia. One woman who doesn't want to be named was hired as a COVID-19 marshal.
We were casuals with no real medical experience and hadn't done this before, being put into such a high-risk situation. It's a big risk to the community.
The hotel worker, who was on the same floor as the infected guests, worked his last shift on the 29th of January and returned a positive result the following Wednesday. The COVID-19 marshal says there was confusion around infection control procedures and unclear instructions. She says the positive case in a fellow worker was inevitable.
I wasn't surprised at all, considering what went on and the lack of training. And the fact we weren't made to isolate or paid to isolate or get tested after the 2 weeks we were there.
The Victorian government says the infection control procedures and protocols put in place by Tennis Australia at the Grand Hyatt were all given the tick of approval by quarantine authorities. But the Health Minister Martin Foley says staff feedback is welcome.
I'd urge anyone who has any valuable suggestions in their workplaces to how things can be done better to let us know, because this is a learning response and we are determined to stay ahead of this for however long it takes.
The positive case forced a swift reimposition of COVID-19 restrictions in Victoria. COVID-19 response commander Jerome Weimar says the current rules are working.
All the small things that we're doing, whether it's the increased use of masks again, the smaller private gatherings, they're all critically important parts of this response together to dealing with this particular outbreak. We have a few more days to go at this.
Further testing of the 26-year-old worker's hundreds of close contacts have identified no new cases in the state. Players have been focusing on their game ahead of the tournament, with Nick Kyrgios set to play Portuguese qualifier Federico Ferreira Silva.
I think I actually played juniors with him.
Yep.
So, I kind of know his games a little bit. I think I played him once or twice in juniors, but honestly, I just focus on my game. I'll go out there, serve big and play big, and then I'll just see what happens.
Serena Williams will take on Germany's Laura Siegmund. Williams says she will battle a shoulder issue over the coming days.
It's definitely something that I'm going to have to deal with for the fortnight. Kind of knowing that going into a tournament definitely helps, but also knowing, okay, I'm going to probably have to pick up some different therapy exercises after each match, etc., is going to be really important.
Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.